Michael Feldman.
Slow down.
Slower.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Never getting that again. Oh, we're on the air now. Okay, well, welcome back, and how are you? Pretty good? Good. We're running late here, so I got to cut right to Krakow, Wisconsin, and the Reinhardt family. Go right to them. Are they here? Yes, here they are. Okay, excellent. We just come down here and say hello to all. These are all Reinhardts?
Yeah, except this one.
That one? She's a what?
Fill-in.
Okay. What is she then? What are you then?
A Shabelsky.
That's good, too. We love those. From Pulaski High? Yeah?
Yep.
What's and the mascot at Pulaski is?
Raider.
The what?
Raider. Like.
A Pulaski Raider?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's good. Are you a Raider then?
Yeah.
You got to think about that, though.
Lady Raider.
You're a new Raider? New to the Raiders?
Yeah.
Are you out for any sports or things?
Softball, basketball, and soccer.
Oh, you had to think about that? You're out for everything. There's nothing you didn't go out. That's great. You must be good in just a general athlete, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your name is?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, okay. And then we got this mom here, right?
Yep. Stephanie.
Stephanie, and you're?
Chantel.
Chantel, did you go out for something this year? Or?
Volleyball.
Volleyball? Oh, good. Yeah, how's that going?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then you're?
Natalie.
And what's new with you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Must be something going on.
I play volleyball and softball.
Volleyball and softball, okay. Anything coming up in school, like big dances or anything like that?
We're at a state basketball tournament.
You are? This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, is that why you're here? Oh, fantastic. Pulaski, Raiders. Go Raiders.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, dear?
Good.
And you're?
Emily.
Are you at the high school now yet or not yet?
No.
Where are you at?
ABVM.
What does that mean?
It's a school.
Oh. It's got a lot of letters for a school, though, doesn't it?
No.
No? Okay. Well, nice to see you, too. You have a sport?
Soccer, basketball, softball, running, and soccer.
Okay. You're forgetting something. Lacrosse. You got to take up lacrosse now.
What?
Lacrosse. Yeah, try lacrosse. It's a good sport.
What?
You get to use a stick. You get to use a stick and hit other girls with it. It's a wonderful. There you have it. The Reinhardts, ladies and gentlemen, and her as well from Krakow. Go Raiders! Pulaski. Come on, we're talking to Raiders. That's all. All right, people. We're gonna play the quiz right now. This is your big chance, sir, to read this thing here now. So you got your bifocals on, or are those trifocals? How many focals you got on there? Do you have trifocals? You got three?
Three.
Can I see
no
all
spare.
Three of them? Oh, yeah, there's three of them there. Right. What do you use the third one for?
The computer.
Okay.
As I lay on my back. And, you know.
Okay. So you want to just read that, and then we'll get on with this.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, I've decided not to observe daylight savings time this year. Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hold on. Your name, I didn't get your name.
Charlie Kitty.
Charlie, because we got agents call us all the time.
Right.
Well, here, take this with you, Charlie. Prove that you did it. Anyone doubts you did. Let's see the hands of anyone who wants to play the What Do You Know quiz. A chance for you to win. Sir, you were first. Come on. That counts for something. In fact, you're only. You're first and only to raise their hand, showing an interest in the What Do You Know quiz. How are you?
I'm good.
And you are?
Paul.
Paul, are you from around here, Paul?
I live in Stoughton.
Oh, you live in Stoughton, so you're not from around here then.
No.
You're from Stoughton.
That's right. Yeah. We had the Vikings against the Vikings yesterday, but we lost in the basketball tournament.
How could the Vikings lose under those circumstances?
It's a tough thing, but we managed to wait.
Paul, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Today's my birthday.
Today's his birthday! Paulie, come on, Paulie. Come on down here. Okay. Well, I'm careful there. No steps, Paul. So was it a close game, though, or what?
Oh, no, it was a complete blowout from the beginning.
Yeah, the Vikings really?
They were very tall, but they were not quick as the other teams. So.
Yeah. Where were these other Vikings from?
Milwaukee. I think it was Milwaukee Lutheran.
Oh, the Lutheran Vikings.
The Lutheran, yes.
Yeah.
They do.
That's a bad combination to be both Lutheran and Viking.
Well, I'm sure.
They're going to get you every time.
Yeah, but, Lutefisk is the common theme there with the Lutherans, you know. So.
Yeah. You'd think they'd have to be some common ground, but not in sports.
Not necessarily.
No, yeah, okay. So what are you doing these days, Paul?
Been trying to floss more, but it's not working out.
Floss more is in Illinois, as I recall.
It's not working out real well, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, that's good. We'll leave it at that. If you want to leave it at that, or are you in a profession of some sort or an occupation?
Yeah, I'm a nurse.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't say male nurse, because it's so obvious you're a male. And I hate it when people do that.
So yeah, I'm being a female nurse would have taken a lot of operations. That would have been a little more involved.
I know, so but doesn't it bother you? I'm going to say a male nurse, right?
At work, they just call me the boy nurse.
The boy nurse, that's so much nicer. That's so much nicer. And where does that happen?
In Stoughton.
In Stoughton, at the, where is it?
At the hospital. There.
At the hospital. The Vikings Hospital.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody wore purple, but I didn't have any purple to wear yesterday.
Oh, you didn't? What'd you do then?
I just wore my normal uniform.
Yeah. Well, you don't wear purple if you're a boy nurse, though.
Well, that would be, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
I could.
All right, Paul.
All right.
Someone out there plays along with you and how this works, the general quiz thing?
Yep.
Okay. And how do they do that then, Sarah?
They go to the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and then you ask them a question.
Okay. Thanks to discreet use of spittoons, Strom Thurmond's filibuster lasted how many times as long as Rand Paul's? That's the question there. Kind of a general historical knowledge question. Let's go to Paul on the phone here from Worthington, Ohio. Hey, Paul.
I'm sorry. How long did Strom Thurmond's filibuster last?
Yeah, compared to Rand Paul's. Was it like twice as long, three times as long?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to say easily twice as long.
Okay, easily twice as long. That's good. We'll accept that. That's right. Paul. We got Paul and Paul. And Rand Paul. This is getting crazy. What do you do out there in Worthington, Paul?
I'm retired from medical practice management.
Medical practice management.
Yeah, you want to do when they talk about herding cats? Yeah, that's what it is.
Herding cats.
Oh, herding cats. I mean, herding
cats. Yeah, not okay. Hurting.
No,
herding.
That's what the doctors do.
That's different, though. Okay. It may be also a worthwhile occupation.
Okay, and we have a nurse here, so this is perfect. Paul.
Hey, Paul.
I know, and we. The other nurse is Paul, too, isn't he? The other contestant is also a Paul?
That's what I just said here. Yeah. That's what I was just saying.
All
it's
right.
A small world.
Yeah, it's an echo.
Okay. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah, next?
We do. And they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Paul, Worthington Paul, you can pick the first one. What would you like?
Science
it is. Okay, here we go. There are as many as 117, 1,300,000, or 4.5 billion Earth-like planets in the Milky Way alone. Paul?
I would say like in the billion.
And what was that number again, Michael?
4.5 billion.
That's too low.
What's the middle one?
Too low? What? 1,300,000.
Maybe 300,000.
No, 1,300,000.
Oh, 1,300,000. Okay. Paul, what do you think?
Paul?
So what are the choices again?
117, 1,300,000, or 4.5 billion.
I would go with the big number.
He's going big, Paul.
I'm not going to disagree.
You're not going to? But are you going to agree? Is really not.
Well, yeah.
Your manager is showing here, isn't your own manager, Gene?
Well, these Earth-like planets or just planets?
Just agree with them, will you?
I'll agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that's right. Okay. These managers can drive you nuts. Do you have managers there at the hospital? Yeah.
Let me just equivocate.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Paul?
Things you should have learned in school.
Not you. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Thanks.
Yeah, that one. The other Paul.
School, okay. All right, school it is. The year that the light we see today left the North Star. Okay, so if you look at the North Star tonight, I don't know, what year did that light that you are seeing actually leave the North Star? Was it 1579, 1776, or 1913?
1579.
Holy.
I'm going to agree.
Yes, 1579. How do you know all this stuff, Paul?
He went to school.
Did you go to school?
I did go to school. Yeah.
Stoughton speaks well of Stoughton.
Good.
You went through the Stoughton schools, I presume?
No, I did not.
Oh, no wonder.
Actually, I'm a transplant. I'm new to town. I've only been there 10 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Okay, so then, Sarah?
That's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, this could be it here.
And categories remaining are current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Paul?
Current events.
Not you. Current events? Okay. We'll
quit messing with me, Michael.
I'm not messing with you, Paul. According to Forbes' billionaires list, you could get 5, 8, or 10 Mark Zuckerbergs for one Bill Gates.
Ooh.
Mm. 5,
well,
10?
5, or 8, or 10.
Gates, 5, 8, or 10.
Gates was like second or third. He had, I saw that this week.
Yeah.
It was about 68 billion, I think, or something thereabouts.
Yeah, I've been there.
I'm
67 billion.
I guess I'm going to go look maybe
change
with the high number.
67 and change. What?
I'm thinking
10?
The
you think
you
get 10 Mark Zuckerbergs for one Bill Gates? Paul, what do you think about that?
I didn't see Zuckerberg on the list because I'm not real interested in billionaires.
You're not, huh?
But
they think about you all the time.
I think that. Well, yeah, they do. I think that's a little high.
So you're going with the low?
It was 10, 5, and what?
5, 8, and 10.
5, 8, and 10.
Yeah.
Paul, I would go with a lower number.
Oh, you would now.
Well,
would you, Paul?
I'm just saying.
It's either 5 or 8.
He's done well so far.
5 or 8 or 10?
Well, not the 10. Five sounds good.
You're thinking 5?
Yeah.
He's thinking 5. What do you think, Paul?
5 sounds good.
You can go along with that?
Yeah.
5 is right. Holy cow. 5 Mark Zuckerbergs for 1 Bill Gates. If you could make the deal, you'd have to close it somehow. Whoa, they've won.
They
really,
have, in fact, won.
They?
Yeah.
But there's implications.
There are risks that can be taken. If they want to risk it all and answer one more question right, they can win the mother load.
You mean all or nothing?
Yes.
At all?
Yeah, correct.
Don't
play. Paul, how can we not do it?
Well, there's no choice.
So they're going for it. Oh, you got to get this next one right. You can win everything. You get it wrong, you lose everything. And you owe us for our time.
And the categories remaining are people, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. Paul, gets back to you.
Odds and ends, please.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. Let's see if it is. On a scale from 1 to 10, you are a what? This is a study at Cornell. People all say the same thing, so apparently, or most people. On a scale from 1 to 10, you are a what? In any area.
Paul, I'm going to give us like a 7.
I was going to say 8, but 7 sounds good.
7 is exactly right. You are a 7. Paul, you're a 7. Paul, Aaron Worthington, you're a 7. What have they won?
Paul, you've won the epitome of what do you know prizes, a pair of wondrously pink plastic hot pink flamingos from Pink Ink. And carry your quiz victory to greater heights and discover how to become a higher brain performer by increasing your brain's creativity, energy, and focus with Sandra Bond Chapman's Make Your Brain Smarter, with instructions on 9 habits to keep your brain fit at any age from Free Press. Then indulge yourselves in the joy of X. No, not a reworking of the 1970s classic, but a guided tour of math from 1 to infinity. by Stephen Strogatz from Houghton Mifflin Harcourt Publishing.
That's hard to say.
And keep the spirit of Newt Gingrich alive with the What Do You Newt? Public Radio Lives bumper sticker. The other Paul, begin every day with enthusiasm, drinking Stephen Brew's breakfast blend, and continue the Java vibe with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrazu, precision roasted in Madison by Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. Then show your allegiance to Fargo's Thundering Herd with the handsome T-shirt from North Dakota State University Bisons. Enjoy swinging jazz with a dime novel Rat Pack feel on the CD Wrong Way Charlie Safari Adventure from the Mr. Lucky Swing Syndicate. And find out how many Americans feel they work with a bunch of monkeys, among other songs. Solidly researched information. In What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivias, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Nice job. Paul, great to meet you. Happy birthday, man. Paul, great to meet you as well. Hang on and make sure you get that stuff.
Good news, Feldman fans. Michael's book, Something I Said, Innuendo and Out the Other, is now available for Kindle, Nook, and all other ebook devices. For more information, click over to notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer, International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
You look good with those flamingos, man. Come on, more than you're feeling. It's radio.